Beautiful, Davey, beautiful. And some more words about your next assignments coming up here. Dave, we want you to drop Jim at the LEM, and I'll talk to him in a minute. And then you go on over, park near ALSEP, headed west.
Okay, I understand, Joe. There's sure a lot of neat rocks in Dune. Too bad we can't spend some more time.
On your next trip.
Good. Yeah, next trip, you're right.
And, Jim, you might want to start the camera.
Yeah, it's running, Joe. But, let's see. Think we can get through up here? Seems to me we could. I think you should be able to. Maybe a little to the right. Yeah, I'll come right now. Pass this little bump. And we're in a little boulder field. Being about a foot at the biggest, down to about 6 inches. Yeah, it looks like from a crater that hit on the rim of Dune. Yeah, it sure does. Yeah, we're reading bearing a 350, range 3.3. Okay, and we're on our tracks.
Roger. And follow him home.
Okay. Gee, it's nice to sit down in it. Oh, it is. That's a good deal. You to hop off and work like mad for 10 minutes and hop back down. So hop on and sit down, take a break. I guess in a couple craters we remarked that we saw a boulder distribution that looked like it was linear, like it was a ray pattern.
Yeah.
But we never did get a chance to really sample any of those. If I recall there was one on the, we saw one on the south side of the dune, on the way down.
Yeah.
We could probably save some time going back by not following the track, you know, because we can see the limb.
You're right. I think we ought to head right straight ahead on. See home.
The only big one over the big crater over that way would probably be Earthlight. In fact, that's probably Earthlight that we see at 12 o'clock.
Yep.
If we stay west of Earthlight, we ought to save a little distance.
Yeah, let's get out of this little boulder view first. Okay, now we'll take a little left here. Oh, well, we can look at Pluton. We'll see Pluton all the way. And the limb is silhouetted right against the base of Pluton, so we can't miss that. And just to the right of it is Schauber Hill, which we'll be heading for tomorrow. Hey, by the way, Joe, I guess we ought to tell you about what we saw at that last stop. We gathered a few quick samples that were covered with dust, which we didn't look at very carefully, just so we could get a hold of them. Then the very large boulder, which was probably about 6 feet sticking up out of the ground, with a very large 3 to 4 inch vesicles, was a very fine-grained, dark black basalt with maybe... Gee, I'd say 15% plant in it, wouldn't you, Jim?
Yeah, a very fine land.
Yeah, very fine land. And on the top, it had some smaller millimeter-sized vesicles. And adjacent to it was another lighter gray vesicular basalt, which was uniform in vesicularity, in which we didn't have time to sample. But... the vesicles in that look similar to that one rock that we got yesterday, Jim. The rounded one. Remember that was in the bag alone? Anyway, these vesicles were, I'd say, 4 millimeters to a, some of them were a centimeter all the way through it. And they seemed to, the two rocks seemed to be in contact with each other. Unfortunately, we didn't have time to sample the second one, but we did get a fairly good sample of the corner of the first one and the central part near one of the vesicles.
Roger, Dave. Beautiful description. And, Jim, you might stop the camera now. It's probably run through the film load. And we'd like clicks and amps readings, please.
Okay, we're doing, okay, the camera is empty, Joe. We got some coverage there. And we're going at about 10 clicks, amp reach. About 10.
Okay, sounds good.
Well, that might be Earth light up ahead, Dave. Yeah, I think you're right. I guess we better go east of it, huh? Yeah. We might end on our tracks. Yeah. I don't know. This morning, I guess we looked over at Earth Light, didn't we?
Yeah.
Commented on the southern rim of it. Yeah, we're in good shape now. It's a straight shot. See the old limb sitting out there? Start making out detail on it. We're range 2.4. Check out when we get there. Yeah.
Jim, I've got some words for your next task when you arrive at the limb, if you're ready.
Go ahead, Jim.
Roger, for both of you now, Dave, we want you to stop at the limb, and you'll have to offload your collection bags and get configured for the next part of the EBA. Jim, we want you to run a mal procedure on your camera. If you can't get that mag to work, put on mag kilo kilo, and then your first job will be the limb sight pans, and then photographs of the descent engine, and photographs of the solar wind composition experiment, the window shade. Those three sets of photographs. Do you copy?
Yes, I understand, Joe.
Okay. And Dave and Jim, I'll talk you through the reconfiguration of the equipment when you're ready for it. I think we have a good handle on it down here.
Joe, why don't you wait till we get to the rovers? Because it'll just slip right through us right now.
Roger, Dave. That's exactly the plan. I'll be standing by, and when it's time, I'll just talk you through it.
Okay, that's just fine. As far as Dave's bag, Joe, I forget the number on it, but I'll just take out the core tube that we have not used, and then it'll be ready to go in SRC 2. Is that correct?
Sounds good.
You agree with that as far as days back?
That agrees, we think, Jim. We'll think it over once again here.
Okay. And I figure, if you get through there, Dave?
No, I'm going to go around to the right. There's this boulder here. There's a directional set of ejecta in it. Sure is. Look at that. It's right straight out one side. It'd be a good place to take a radial sample. That thing came in from, let's see, Whoopi Gorge.
Yeah, we're going north.
Yeah, we're going north, and the ejecta pattern is spread out due west, about 20 meters across, and it must go out a good 150 meters or so.
To the east, right?
Yeah. And our bearing is 347 and range 2.0 at that point.
Roger.
We ought to get the covers up in the cabin, dude.
Get the what?
The covers, you know, the old ground pack.
Yeah, I know it.
Yep, so you're going to go around to the right?
Yep, I guess we better.
Hello, Rover, this is Houston.
Brad, Houston, Rover here.
Roger, Dave, be advised that the ALSEP is picking up the rumble of the rover rolling across the plains.
Is that right? How about that?
And according to our data, you're heading right for the limb.
Yeah, you can give us a DF on the seismometer.
Roger, stand by for practice DF steer.
I think we were straighter. Yeah, man. Hey, I think this is index, Jim.
The one on our left here?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure it's index. It's got the nice, side crater in the north.
I thought Index had a larger crater, though, on the north side.
Well, I don't know how large is anymore. I give up on distances and sizes. We were 1.7.
It's probably Arbite.
It couldn't be it, then. I don't think so. Arbite, yeah, that's right. We get by that before.